November 23, 1900. How all souls are in Jesus. As I was in my usual state, my loving Jesus transported me outside of myself, and coming out from within my interior, he showed himself so big as to absorb the whole earth within himself, and he spread his magnitude so much that my soul could not find the end of it. I felt dissolved in God, and not only myself, but all creatures were dissolved in him. Oh, how unseemly it appeared, what an affront is given to our Lord, when we, little worms, though living in him, dare to offend him. Oh, if all could see how we are in God. Oh, how careful they would be not to cause him even a shadow of displeasure. Then he became so tall as to absorb the whole of heaven in himself. So, in God himself I could see everyone, angels and saints. I could hear their singing, I could understand many things about eternal happiness. After this, I saw many rivulets of milk flowing from Jesus. I drank at those rivulets, but since I was very limited and Jesus was so big and tall as to have no end, either in magnitude or in height, I could not manage to absorb them all in me. Many of them would flow outside, though remaining in God himself. I felt displeasure, and I would have wanted everyone to run and drink at these rivulets, but so very scarce was the number of the pilgrim souls who would drink. Our Lord too was displeased by this, and he said to me, "What you see is constrained mercy, and this irritates justice more. How can I not make justice, when they themselves constrain my mercy within me?" And I, taking his hands, clasped them together, saying, "No, Lord, you cannot make justice, I do not want it. And since I do not want it, neither do you want it, because my will is no longer mine, but yours. And since it is yours, whatever I do not want, you do not want either. Have you not told me yourself that I must live of your will, entirely and completely?" My sweet Jesus was disarmed by my words, he became small again, and enclosed himself in my interior. And I found myself inside myself.